With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. All week, we've been bringing you stories from Cuban kitchens. Kitchens in Miami, Coral Gables, Boca Raton, and now as far away from Florida on the East Coast as you can get. Here's Richard Blanco's poem, Cooking with Mama in Maine.
2 years since trading mangoes for these maples, the white dunes of the beach for the white mountains etched in my living room window, I ask my mother to teach me how to make my favorite Cuban dish. She arrives from Miami in May with a parka and plantains packed in her suitcase, also chorizos, vino seco, also onions, garlic, olive oil, as if we couldn't pick these up at the Hannaford's Market in Oxford County. She brings with her all the spices of my childhood, laurel, pimentón, dashes of memories she sprinkles into a black pot of black beans, starting to simmer when I wake up and meet her already busy in the kitchen. With my pad and pencil eager to take notes, I ask her how many teaspoons of comino, of oregano, cups of oil, vinegar she's adding. But I can't get a straight answer. I don't know, she says. I just know. Afraid to stay in my guest cottage by herself, but not of the blood on her hands, she stabs holes in the raw meat, stuffs in garlic, 6 or 7, más o menos. Maybe 7 cloves, she says. It all depends. She dices about 1 bell pepper, tells me how much my father loved her cooking, too, as she cries over about 2 onions she chops, tosses into a pan sizzling with olive oil, making sofrito to brown the roast. She insists I just watch her hands, stirring, folding, whisking me back to that kitchen I grew up in. Dinner for 6 of us on the table, 6 sharp every day of her life for 30 years until she had no one left to cook for. I don't ask her how she survived her exilio, 10 years without her mother, 20 as a widow. Did she grow to love the snow those years in New York before Miami? And how? How will I survive winters here without her cooking? Will I ever learn? But she answers every question when she raises the spoon to my mouth and says, taste it, mijo. There's no recipe. Just taste it.
That poem is from Richard Blanco's book, Looking for the Gulf Hotel. Blanco grew up in Miami. Now, as you just heard, he lives in Maine. In January, he was chosen to read at President Obama's inauguration. All of our Cuban kitchen stories are at WLRN.org, and that's where you can tell us stories, memories, and recipes from your kitchen, Cuban or otherwise. Also on Twitter and Facebook, use the hashtag Cuban Kitchen. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.